special guest here today, and I'm going to introduce him right now, Kevin Carr. Stand up, Kevin. I want everybody to see you. He's an awesome guy. He drove the bus for us, I don't know, for a long time. And we love him so much. Glad he's here. Lives in Charlotte. You still have your lighting company and all that stuff.
He
is a multi-rich man. He lights up the world. Did you light up the stage last night for that big deal here they had? Something about the devil didn't sleep.
We're so Whatever glad you're with us.
Anything country, I have to like it just a little. My goodness, I'll tell you, it's so good to be back. I don't know of anybody in the world I love more than I do your pastor and his wife. And y'all know that. And believe it or not, I'm not here to talk about me.
And we're glad to see LaVon and Sarah, some of our great friends here this morning, too.
And Chris, I'll tell you.
Joy.
This is the greatest praising right then. And the piano player, man, this guy's good.
Yes.
He sings. He's anointed.
Yes.
That's what it's all about, is the anointing. And that's what I want you to get a hold of, because if God don't do it, it won't be done. Amen. All right, are you ready? I always loved the nightlife and the liquor. I chased the lies of this world and its scheme. I ended up deceived and oh so empty. Lost all hope of ever finding peace. One night I heard him knocking at my heart's door. He said, if you will let me, I'll come in. And we will have real fellowship together. And I'll restore your sanity again. I knelt down on my knees and cried for mercy. I opened up my heart and let it in. God changed my way of thinking, and my friends can see that Jesus loved the devil out of me. Now I know I've truly been forgiven. My sins are gone, and I am free from sin. The Holy Spirit leads me on life's journey and lets me know that life here soon will end. No matter what I face as I move forward, I'm trusting in my Savior's love and grace. The peace I have will be with me forever. He set me free so I could run this race. Oh, I knelt down on my knees and cried for mercy. I opened up my heart and let it in. God changed my way of thinking, and my friends can see that Jesus loved the devil out of me. Lord, I knelt down on my knees and cried for mercy. I opened up my heart and let it in. God changed my way of thinking, and my friends can see that Jesus loved the devil out of me. Yeah, Jesus loved the devil out of me. Hallelujah. I don't know if you know it or not, but he loves you. That's one of the new ones. We're going to sing one that you know, I know. And you can join right along with us. Oh, my goodness. I love new songs. I'm going to try to do another couple of new ones. But I know you want to hear some that you recognize. And you'll recognize this one.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Loves me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
There's so many things going through my mind because of all the memories. When you've lived as long as I've lived, you have a lot of memories, and thank God I still have some of them. I'm glad some of them are gone. You know, I asked the Lord a long time ago. I said, I know everything you say is the truth. It don't matter how I feel or what's happening in the world. We're in a kingdom. You have a king. And he ain't going to change, and this is not a democracy, it's a kingdom.
That's right.
And you either in the kingdom or you ain't. Now, the good part is, you can be in the kingdom if you'll just believe that the king loves you. If you don't think the king loves you because of what you've done, and I don't really need to hear what you've done, you already know what you've done. He told me a long time ago, said, why don't you quit telling everything because I've kept you covered.
Amen.
I wanted to get naked. I mean, not naked, but, well, before God, you might as well get naked. He already knows, seen all of you. Shut up. Okay. Do you ever talk to yourself? Do you answer yourself? I felt pretty bad about that until I was in Walmart one night. I realized I wasn't the only one that talked to themselves and answered themselves. Everybody in there was talking to themselves. I just found my home, I guess. But I'm so grateful. You know, I was thinking while we were singing that song, coming back here to the East Coast, I was raised in a little place called Chalkawinity. The first time I sang publicly was at a Piney Grove camp meeting. I was 2.5 years old. I was raised on a little farm out in the woods in North Carolina, and all I ever wanted to do was sing. I used to go out in the cornfield and get me a corn stalk. That was my mic stand. And I'd sing to the cows. And them cows would stand there and look at me chewing their cud. I realize now God was getting me ready for a lot of the churches he was going to send me to.
Not this one.
And all churches are not alike. Abundant life. Thank God for abundant life. You know, we have 6 grandkids. We have 1 great-grandchild and another one on the way. Thank God for his blessings in our life. Both of our sons are preaching right now, probably. One pastor's in Tennessee. He started a church 13 years ago. The other one's in Florida. And Terry. By the way, he said, tell y'all hi. He loves coming here, too. Who wouldn't love coming here? With the kind of servant your pastor is, he has a servant's heart. I prayed, God, please let me be like him, because we all have our problems. He don't have any. He's got a wife that fixes him just like I have a wife that fixes me.
I let God do that.
I received a CD from a disc jockey some time ago. And since all everyone do was sing, I mean, I pursued it. I hooked up in, what is it, 1966, something like that. And I was raised, as I told you, in North Carolina. I wanted so much to bring blacks and whites together. And I joined up with the Swanee Quintet, the Davis Sisters, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, and who was the other group? Oh, the Soul Stirrers. I asked a guy yesterday, I said, you ever heard the Soul Stirrers? He said, no. I said, you ever heard of Sam Cooke? Yeah. I said, well, Sam sung with them. So anyway, we hooked up together, and we worked every night for 3 months all over the country. Went to Chicago at the end of the Democratic Convention. The city was burned down, and everybody said, you crazy. I said, no, No, I'm not. We're going to bring this thing together. Work the Apollo Theater. I guess they tell me I was the first white man to go in there. I don't know if I was crazy or not, but I felt at home, and I was giving my little speech about how God wanted, and I heard a guy shouted, he said, "Shut up that blank and sing." And I saw a pistol in his hand. Guess what I did?
He shut up.
I shut up and sang. I want y'all to know, and I know you know this, I just want to remind you, no man can do what is God's job. Or woman. All right. This DJ sent me a CD recorded live in January of 1971. And that's when the first song that I wrote and recorded hit number one, January 1971. I was at the Civic Center. It was awesome. The people were screaming and shouting, and we sang it four times. I couldn't wait for my grandson. I only have one grandson to hear it. I called him in the office. I said, "Sit down, man. You've heard Grandpa's songs, but I want you to listen to this." This is when I was really hot.
You're still hot, honey. This is Valentine month, right?
Okay.
I'll pay for that.
It's been wonderful to be with you. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed day. We'll see you later. I said, "Sit down here. So I played it for him. And then the encore, and then another one, and then another encore. And man, I'm just about to explode because I know he's just so proud of me. When it finished, he said, "So that song was number one." I said, yeah. He said, "What did the other song sound like?" So when you think you're really hot, you might need to check out with your grandkids to find out whether you are or not. So anyway, I put together a little medley of some of the songs I wrote that went to number one. I hope they bless you. I hope they'll bring back. If you've never heard them, don't worry. They're repetitious, and you'll know them when you hear it the first time. If you recognize any of them, I want you to sing it as loud as you can. If you don't recognize any of them, just keep grinning and moving your lips, and I'll think you do, and that'll make me feel good, all right? Here we go. Some people say this old-time religion is just a thing of the past. But in this modern day that we're living, it's the only thing that will last. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, he'll return in robes of pure white. I'm packing up now, getting my things together. Who knows? He may come tonight.
I know,
there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven. I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. Come go with me to the place that's called heaven. For so long now, we've dreamed about that day that soon shall come, when he will split the eastern skies and gather all his jewels home. It won't be long, and I will see old Jordan breaking at my feet. Then up ahead, the lights of home. It's over, my journey's now complete. So let angels play their harps so loud, the trumpets
ring loud and clear for the day we've dreamed of for so long. Church, that day is almost here. Yeah, the day we've dreamed of for so long, that day is almost here.
Turn the monitors up. Take my hand, lead me through darkest valley. I will go across the sea, across the sea.
Just take my hand and guide me
where you have me be. Lord, I'll do anything after Calvary. Laid down his life and shed his blood to take away our sin and our guilt and our condemnation. God raised him from the dead because he's alive today, church. You know this.
We'll not be defeated.
Oh, no.
We'll not be defeated.
Hallelujah.
We'll not be defeated anymore.
For Jesus Christ, God's only Son, fought the battle and he won. So we'll not be defeated. Stand up and sing it with us. Come on, everybody stand and sing.
We'll not be defeated.
No, we're not going to be defeated. Church, we'll not be defeated anymore. Since the Holy Ghost came in, he gave us power over sin.
And we'll not be defeated anymore.
No, we'll not be defeated anymore.
It's in the name of Jesus.
Church, we've got the power.
It's in the name of the Lord.
Though Satan rages, let him rage.
We will not be defeated, 'cause we've got the power.
It's in the name of the Lord. Everybody sing, we've got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of Jesus.
It's in the name of Jesus.
Church, we've still got the power.
We've got the power.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord.
Though Satan rages, though Satan rages, this church will not be defeated.
We will not be defeated.
Because we've got the power.
We've got the
power. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes, we've got the power.
It's in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated. That's good singing. Aren't you glad you know he will give us his power?
Yes, he will.
Because until you find out you have no power whatsoever, as long as you think you got it, You're going to keep failing.
That's right.
But the moment you start depending on the power that is greater than you, and that's God.
That's right, yes.
Not the God you created, but the God that created us. He will give you his power.
Yes.
Remember what Jesus told him? Be of good cheer. I overcame the world. And he did it for us. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. I don't know what your situation may be today. I know we're all at different places. Not anyone better than another. It's just that you're at different place on the journey. Some people seem like they're way ahead of me, and some people, I keep marching on. Because if I will learn to shut up and listen to him today, doesn't matter what you did yesterday, that's gone. Not a thing you can do about it. You can fantasize all you want to about tomorrow, but anything can happen today that will change your life forever. Now, the good news is you don't have to worry about a thing. Didn't he tell you don't worry about a thing? That's what he told us. But give thanks to him. Every time you say something good to him or about him to someone else, every time you just say something good about him, he writes it down. All the stuff you've said about him that wasn't good, he didn't write that down. He don't have time to mess with that stuff. Because you're special. He created you. There's no one like you. Your DNA is different than everyone. So, I love this song. We have a brand new CD. It's our 82nd full-length recording. The title of it is We Are One. We Are One. Jesus prayed that we might become one. Think about that. How many of you believe God answers his son's prayer? How many? Let me ask you this. Then how many sons and daughters are in this room? You belong to the king. Well, raise your hand. You belong to the king. Well, then he hears your prayer just like he hears Jesus. I told pastor some time ago, every prayer I pray, God answers. He does. Because I don't pray to him until I know it's time to talk to him. And I only declare what he declared. He told me years ago, he said, son, you like to be right all the time, don't you? I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, well, if you will say what I say, you will be right all the time. Yes, yes, you're going to be persecuted. I'm going to give you houses and land and brothers and sisters and abundant life.
Yes.
With persecution in this world. But whatever that is and ever how that comes, it's nothing compared to the glory that's waiting for us. We're talking about our Father now, the one that has all power. That power dwells in you. So this day is a turning point for somebody's life. If we can get the mental image, because as a person thinks, so they are. If you think you're a piece of nothing, that you're the only one that thinks that. And maybe the folks that know you. God told me the other day, I'm going to go tell my wife I'm so sorry. I said, don't go tell her you're sorry. She already knows that. You go tell her you were wrong. There's a difference in being sorry and admitting you're wrong. Trust me. But from heaven's point of view, it's totally different than the way we see it. That's why this is so important. My Lord, you got to take this song home with you so you can keep listening to it.
Today I faced a mountain that I have no strength to climb, and the struggle of this journey, it's left me weak, both in body and in mind. Where I stand to the peak, well, it's a distance, and on my own, I cannot reach. So this journey of 1,000 steps begins right here on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of praise, far into the heavens. I can almost see his face rising in his splendor. Two heights I never knew. What once looked like a mountain, well, it's just a hill from heaven's point of view. Well, I may face things tomorrow I can't comprehend today. Circumstances so uncertain make it hard to find the strength to pray. You ever been there? Oh, but I'm living in God's promise. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? Soon I'll soar like an eagle, high on wings of praise, far into the heavens. I can almost see his face rising in his splendor. Two heights I never, never knew. What once looked like a mountain, well, it's not even a hill from heaven's point of view. Oh, what once looked like a mountain, church, it's not even a hill from heaven's point of view. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Seeing things the way God sees them, that's what we want to learn to do. And as we make progress on that, we will realize that with God working through us, nothing is impossible. Nothing. Amen. Play the video. Let's watch this together, okay?
Laverne Church Ministries was launched in February 1975. Laverne left the Blue Ridge Quartet knowing God had called him to use his music to bring the lost and those who had gone astray back home to the Father. Laverne took the command of Jesus to his disciples in Mark 16:15 literally. Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone through recordings, books, TV, radio, internet, and all available means. This command is being carried out. Laverne and the family have physically gone to India, Russia, South America, China, the Philippines, Africa, Canada, Haiti, the Caribbean Islands, Mexico, Israel, the Arab Emirates, and all 50 states in America. Over 1 million souls have been born into the kingdom of God through this ministry. To God be the glory. Laverne's first trip to India was in 1986. Laverne said,
I saw suffering I had never seen, especially among the children. They were being abandoned on the streets, dying because of no food, no clothes, no one to care for. I began to weep, for I knew God said, true religion is taking care of orphans, and I knew I was not taking care of one. I said, Lord, there are over a billion people in this country. I don't have the money to meet their needs. He spoke to me and said, you can help one of them. So I adopted a little girl. She is now the head nurse at the hospital in Bijwala, India, saving lives daily, physically as well as spiritually.
Laverne Tripp Ministries rented a house, hired a staff, and began taking in orphans. Then they purchased property, began to build children's homes, churches, and schools, and have raised up more than 300 pastors that are preaching the gospel all over India. Many states in India have a law that states anyone who converts a person from Hinduism to Christianity will be locked up in prison for 3 years. Many of our students have been voted into government offices. Because of the influence of our students, many of these states have reversed that law, and it is now legal to preach Jesus in states where it has never been legal before. One person can make a difference. Many of us have prayed, Lord, use me. Here is the opportunity for the answer to your prayer. Proverbs 19:17 says, he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him. Proverbs 28:27 promises, he who gives to the poor will never lack. Here is your opportunity to end their lack and your lack by being obedient. May his spirit lead you.
I am so grateful today to be with my brothers and sisters that love taking the good news all over the world. Your pastor and his family moved to Russia, lived there for a year, established a church. You have missionaries in other places that you support regularly. And every month, you send this church body sends a gift to support 6 of our pastors. I went to see all 6 of them when I was there in March this past year, and it was awesome what they're doing. You know, I'll never forget, it was, I don't know how many years ago when I was in India, I said, Lord, I'm not going back. I'm going to stay here and give my life to these people. He said, no. I thought I was really doing something great. He said to me, if you don't keep doing what you're doing, they can't do what they're doing. So I want you to know what you have in your bank account or in your purse or your pocket right now. And it's none of my business what you have. And I don't want anybody to give something you don't want to give. There's no pressure, no manipulation, no game playing. I don't do that. I'm just going to tell you what we're doing, and we're going to pray. Don't make a decision until we pray. Here's how you'll make out your check when we pray. If you're a member here and you keep all your giving in one place, you can make it out to the church, or you can just make it out to Laverne Tripp Ministries, LTM, Laverne Tripp Ministries. Either way, but before you do it, we're going to pray. And before we pray, I want to thank you. You helped us. We needed a washing machine. We needed 75 mattresses. You helped with that. Then we needed backpacks for 75 children and school supplies. I'm talking about just in the last month, not counting our regular monthly budget. You helped with that. And then when Christmas came, we had to cancel, we rescheduled our services because of the death of Edith's sister and her husband. I'm going to tell you, we don't know when our day's coming, nor how it's coming, but it's coming. And that's a good thing. We're going home, okay? We'll come back. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. But right now, our Father is giving us the opportunity to lay up treasures that will last forever, okay? So, thank you for all you've done and continue to do. Here's what we are asking for today. When we started out in 1986, it took $15 a month to take care of a child. Think about it. Now it takes a dollar a day. $365 takes care of an entire year, and we don't take a child in unless we know we have the money in the bank to take care of that child for 1 year. Can you imagine what it would be like? And we had to deal with this in the beginning because we didn't know what to do and how to do it, but we've learned. If somebody said, I love what you're doing, I want to give $30 and I'm going to send it every month, and we take in that child and we get it for 1 month or 2 months and then they stop. I understand. I've had good intentions and I've had to change too. So I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to do what you want to do and are able to do, and we're going to take every bit of it and put it to work immediately, changing the lives of these children and the people that are affected by what we sow today. I don't need anything. I have a place to sleep tonight. I have food. I have clothes. I don't need anything. I don't owe any money. My house is paid for. My car is paid for. Everything we get, we're going to pass it right on, just like I'm telling you, okay? For some reason, I feel like saying this, $3,000 would take care of 10 kids. It's up to you. Let's pray about it first, okay? Father, I thank you for this opportunity you're giving every one of us to help establish your kingdom and prove by our actions that we believe what you say. And that is, when we take care and help the poor, we will never have a lack. I ask you to speak to each person in this room according to their ability, the amount you want them to sow. And everyone that gives the amount that you tell them to give, whether it's 1,000 or 100 or 300 or whatever it is, I ask you to give them at least a 100-fold return on this one. And everybody agrees with that said, amen. All right. You get your gift ready now, okay? Come on, ushers. Stand up here with me. Make your check out to the church, okay? Or you can make it out to LTM. Either way you want to do it, doesn't matter. It's all going to India anyway. Before they pass these containers, just come stand up here with me. Don't pass them yet. Give them time to get their gift ready. If the Lord didn't tell you how much to give, ask your wife. If you don't have a wife, ask God to give you one. And please give you the right one the first time, you know? I'm glad I haven't had to go through what some of you've gone through. Oh, my Lord. I almost got to do it. I was almost forced into it. And I don't blame her. If I was her, I would have left me a long time ago. I'm glad she didn't. She is, too, because I'm a good man now. Hard to find a good man, but here I am. But I've already been taken, and that's good. No, I want you to be blessed, and God wants to. So just be honest with your gift. Get the best you can. Okay, you know what you give. And here's what I want to say before they pass it, and then I'm going to sing a brand new song while you're giving. It's one I just wrote, and I hope it touches your heart. Here's what I want to say to you. I know I quoted some figures, and maybe you say, I don't have that much. Don't do that. If the best gift you can give is a penny, if the best gift you can give, whatever the best gift is, I want you to know, no matter how small you may think it is, no matter how small you may think it is, from my point of view, which is heaven's point of view, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's very special to me. It's very special to God if it's your best gift. So don't let it pass by without giving your best, okay? I hope you like this song. Listen carefully to the words as the containers are passed. Except this is... saved and spirit-filled, but forget who did it all. By grace, I'm walking through this world, even though I sometimes fall. I think I should be strong enough to make it by myself. Then suddenly, my mind goes back to where I got my help. When I don't know what to do, I turn to you. When I cannot see the way, you see me through. When my load gets too heavy, I throw. Turn to you. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know it's in your hand. By faith, I'm walking through this world, headed for the promised land. I'll not give up, I'll not look back. The end is now in view. The God of lies keeps lying, but I listen to only you. When I don't know what to do, I turn to you. When I cannot see the way, you see me through. When my load gets too heavy, throw it all on you. When I don't know what to do, I turn to you. When my load gets too heavy, throw it all on you. When I don't know what to do, I turn to you. When I don't know what to do, I turn to you. I don't know about you, and I know we are, sometimes we think different and we act different and we are different in certain ways. There's been many times in my life that I wished I was somebody else. And it's because I didn't like myself. So I really acted like I was something that I knew I wasn't. I've been plagued by fear all my life. I'll never forget the first time I said that. I have two sisters. There's four children, two boys and two girls. My brother died, I don't know, 30 years ago, I guess, something like that, almost. Well, my brother went home to be with the Lord, put it that way. I'll never forget at his funeral. They were standing there and people were crying. My sisters were crying. And my oldest sister said, "Lord, I could understand if this was Laverne, but I don't understand. There are things we don't understand." She declares she didn't say that now, but she did, and I heard it. And I agreed with her. I could understand if you'd have killed me. That was my thinking. God's not out to kill you. I was believing a lie. I have believed a lie a lot of times in my life. Because the God of this world is the father of lies. He can't do anything but lie. There's only two gods. That's the God of this world and the God that created everything. I need to rephrase that. There are many gods, but there's only one God that cannot lie, will not lie, and there's only one God that has all power. All the others are liars, including you. Because some of us make ourselves a god or a goddess, and you worship me, even though you don't say it that way. I heard one of the famous sports people the other week. He walked in the stadium and he said, "This is our temple. We are here to worship our God." Oh, my God. My heart went out to this person because I understand that deception. There's so many things today, but I know what he told me to share with you. And there's one verse of scripture in Isaiah. Because I've learned a lot in 42 years. I rededicated my life to the Lord 42 years ago. I was raised in church. The first time I heard about Jesus, which was probably in my mother's womb, but the first time that, as far as anything, of course I surrendered to him. How can you walk away from a love like that? That God loved us so much, he sent his only son. He offered his own son as a sacrifice for our sins. Oh, my God. And yet we try to create our own God and save our own self. But when I heard about that, I gave my heart to it. I wanted to live for him. I got somewhere around 12 years old, and one Sunday morning the pastor preached, and I don't remember anything he said but this: if you even look at a woman and lust after her, you're going to hell because you're committing adultery by looking at her and lusting after her. And I said, "Well, I'm not sure what adultery is, but I understand the other part of that, and so I'm going to hell even though I don't want to." Now that's when it started getting messed up. And let me tell you why it got messed up. Because we tried to take the pure and the holy and mix it with the unholy. You can't take God's grace and the precious blood of the Lamb and mix it with the law and the blood of an animal. You got a perverted gospel. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but how many of you have promised God something and you didn't do it? You meant it. Let me read this one verse of scripture, because I'm going to bring this to a close quick. Ain't no need to bore you with long trying to teach, because you got one of the best teachers in the world right here as your pastor. That's not flattery. That's a fact. That's a fact. And here's what Isaiah 26, verse 3 says. Because if you're having a problem with anything, and I know that you are from time to time, if you're not, you will. I'm not going to tell you what I say. I'm not going to tell you what other people say. I'm going to tell you what God says, because that's really all that matters. It's not what you say. It's what I say. It's what he says. Right? Here's what he says. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Now, let me say it to you the way I know God wants me to say it to you today. I will keep you in perfect peace if you will keep your mind on me. We are under the sun. There's no need for me to talk to you about anything under the sun because you know what is under the sun. Nothing is new. Everything that exists today has existed forever. The Empire State Building is thousands of years old. The airplanes are thousands of years old. You say, boy, he is crazy. No, I'm not. They all came from the dirt. You and I existed for a long time before we knew we existed. But when he breathed into us and formed us in mother's womb, he had a plan. But in order to see that plan, you've got to get where the light is. And the light is not under the sun unless he moved in. That's why we're to shine bright. This is God's promise to you. I will keep you in perfect peace. It doesn't matter what's going on under the sun, because when you come up over it, there are no shadows, there's no darkness, there's no lies. And I told you, if you keep your mind on me, you will stay in perfect peace. He also said, I will give you peace, and that peace is perfect. He said, I will protect you. You know we need protection under the sun. There's some crazy people under the sun. Some of them might be in here. You're welcome. We've all been crazy. You see, I believe everybody on the planet is sick. I just think some of us are sicker than others. That's why the great physician came from over the sun, under the sun, to fix what's wrong under here. And it can start in you today. But you got to get your mind on God. You don't have to worry about a thing. He said, I'll protect you. He said, I will provide for you. I will provide for you. You don't have to hope God will take care of you. He said, I will provide for you. And then he said, consider the sparrows. I feed them every day. They don't sow seed. They don't have barns. You mean more to me than that? What's wrong with us? We listen to the lies. I just came to refresh your memory today. He said, I will guide you. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. I don't know what God wants. I understand that. I've gone through that so much in my life. But he said, I will guide you. He said, my spirit's coming in, and he'll tell you when to go. He'll tell you when to turn right. He'll tell you when to turn left. And he'll tell you when to stop. And if you're not hearing, then I'm telling you for him today, stop. Be still and know. He said, I will teach you. He said, I will guide you into all truth. That's God's promise. He said, I'll satisfy you. Remember the old boys that sang that song? I can't get no satisfaction. I understand. You cannot satisfy your flesh. It cannot. You can't get no satisfaction. Not in the flesh. But when you move up over the sun and you listen to what the truth is, he sent me here to tell you, I'll satisfy you. I will satisfy your longing. Remember what he told the woman at the well? She said, he said, if you drink of what I give you, you won't ever get thirsty again. She said, oh, please give me that water. And he gave it to her. That's why she left her water pot. She didn't need that water pot no more. And she ran back in the city and said, y'all come see the man. She finally met the man that she had not been able to meet yet. I don't know what man has done to you. But it don't matter what I promise you. He promises you. That's what matters. And when you get your mind on him and you keep it on him, he said, I'll satisfy you. I'll give you more than enough. I'm not going to dwell on that. But I know what it's like. Oh, my God, I don't know who I'm going to pay and who I'm not, because I ain't got enough to pay everybody. That's been so long that I have forgot that until right now. When did that start changing? 42 years ago when I started trying to learn how to surrender to God. And I'm still learning. I'm just passing on you what I know and what he promises, because that's not going to change. He said, I will restore your youth. LaVon, did you hear that? LaVon looks young, don't he? Lord, help me not to start lying. That is the truth, though. And I keep reminding God, you promised you would restore my youth. Well, I think for 92 years old, I look good. Yeah. I leave that in God's hands, not yours. He said, I'll give you strength. I'll give you strength. My God. I'll give you joy. You know, honey, I tried all kind of drugs. I tried all kind of alcohol. I tried all kind of stuff. And you see where it gets you trapped, whether it be gambling or all the other things that you're just trying to satisfy the flesh. That's all you're trying to do, when the only thing will do it is your relationship with the one that created you. That's all we'll do. That's all. And, okay. He said, I'll give you joy. I'll give you hope. Oh, my God. How many people on our planet today have no hope? Oh, I hate that so bad, because he told us, now that you know, I want you to go and make disciples of all nations. That means he doesn't want any particular nation to be the only one that gets it all. There's gold and oil and all over this planet in every country. Why? Because the Father made it for us. He don't need it. But in order to get it, you've got to call on the true God. And that's the one that made us, not the ones that are liars. He said, I'll give you faith. I'll give you hope. I'll give you love. Love. So many times when I hear that word, I have to go stop and go read what the definition of love is again. I'm not going to do it this morning. You know it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, or is it 1 Corinthians? First. See, you're young. That's why you remember it. Chapter 13, you can read it. Love is patient. Love is kind. Doesn't keep a record of bad that's been done to it. He said, I will give you love. So if you feel that way about people, you do your own inventory. I'm not going to do yours. I have to realize, if I don't get honest with myself about myself, that's when I begin to see how selfish I really was, how awful I had really been. And it wasn't because I got drunk, and it wasn't because I did drugs, and it wasn't because I did all the things that I did. I was just looking for fulfillment and happiness and joy. And I was conned into believing, to start with, that this, I have found the answer. But then it had me trapped, and I couldn't get out. And it was killing me, and I knew it, but I couldn't seem to get it from the Father. Do you know that's why I'm here? To let you understand you're not alone. Somebody else has already walked there with you. Don't mind admitting it at all. Because I'm not there now. I have power now I have never had before. You think I got it all? Are you kidding? My body can't take much more. It would blow up. That's why he's got a new body. This one can't come out. This one can't go over the sun. There's too much light and too much power there. We just get enough right here to get to it and receive enough to overcome everything under the sun. Everything under the sun, you can have victory over. That's God's promise to you. Faith, hope, and love. There's three things that remain. I asked the Lord some years ago. I said, why is faith not as important as love? Because you said without faith, it's impossible to please God. It don't make sense. You said love is more important than faith is. Love is more important than hope. How can it be more important? Because if I don't have any hope, I sure don't have any faith, and I don't have any love. Seemed to me like they're more important than love. But I didn't argue long because I know what he says is right. And I might as well understand, what do you mean? And I said, why is love more important than faith and hope? He said to me, love is never about self. Never. He said, I will, this is God speaking to you, I will give you me. I am life. I am joy. I am hope. I am peace. I am strength. I never grow old. I am. He told me to tell you, I will never lie to you. And I will never leave you. Please, please let that soak into you. I will keep you in perfect peace if you will keep your mind on me. You say, well, Laverne, do you keep your mind on God all the time? I'm making progress. He said, take captive every thought that is against the knowledge of God. Take it captive. And you throw it down. A friend of mine told me not long ago, said, I'm making spiritual progress. I said, how do you know? She said, because I'm taking every other thought captive. I said, I like that. At least you're making progress. I actually did it the other day. I had a thought. And boy, I wanted to go on with that a little bit. The old person did. I said, whoa. I take you captive right now, because what that thought is against the knowledge of God, and I only want the knowledge of God. I take you captive. And I begin to thank God that I had the mind of Christ. I begin to rejoice. I don't even know what the thought really was right now, and I don't really care. That's progress. One reason I had such a struggle for so long is because I promised God, if you'll forgive me, I will not get drunk again. And he forgave me. I promised God, if he would bless me, I wouldn't keep it all. He blessed me. I promised him if he would forgive me for watching pornography, I wouldn't watch it again. He forgave me. No, I didn't keep my promise because I didn't know how to let the power do for me what I can't do. You have victory standing right with you right now. And all you've got to do is let it in effortlessly. He paid for it on the cross when they spit in his face and beat him to a bloody pulp, ripped him from head to toe. Don't worry about it. God will deal with that. But you don't want to be a part of that. You want to be a part of why he became sin for you. And let that power come in and fill you with his love and his wisdom. Because with that comes everything God has. Now, under the Son. You are so good, God. You are so good. Now, I know you have children in this room that are hurting because they promised you something and they lied. They broke it. I let you deal with the intentions of the heart. I only ask you to do one thing right now, and that is knock on the door of their heart one more time. No matter how much they've shut you out, whether it's an affair, whether it's gambling, whether it's lying, whatever it is, Lord, it's not what's important. You said, behold, I stand at the door knocking. If any man will hear my voice and let me come in, we will have fellowship together. When you said that, you were talking to your church. We are your church. And we know you're coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And I thank you today that that's the position I'm in because I'm trusting in your righteousness, not mine. I can't get good enough until I stop trying. And let you do it, and I'm letting you do it right now. My hope is in you. You are my protector, my shield. Now listen, call them one more time, Lord. That's all I ask you to do. And then we're going to go. While your heads are bowed, nobody's looking around and moving, I want to ask you this question before I dismiss. How many of you in this room have said, Laverne, I don't know if I'm saved or not. I don't know if I've been born of the Spirit. I've heard about Jesus in the tomb, and I've heard about the manger, and I've heard about the angels and Joseph and Mary. I don't know. I don't know if I really am. Or maybe you're here and you say, I had a relation and shit with the Lord, and I fell back into sin, and I just can't stop. I've promised him. I've tried. I've done everything I know to do. Please agree with me that right now I will be able to receive what God is offering me. And that's the gift of life. Please agree. Here's why I'm going to ask you to do this. He said, if any two of you on this earth come into agreement, whatever we ask the Father for, he will do it. You're one, I make two, and we're on earth. I will agree with you for your salvation. I'll agree with you for your restoration. And I'll agree with you for the power to come in and give you the ability to grow. While nobody's looking between me and you, if that's you and you want me to come into agreement with you, I want you to just shoot your hand straight up now and let me see it, quick. And then it takes me a moment to look around. I see you back there, you can put it down. I see you up here, you can put it down. I agree with you. There, I see you over here. I agree with you here in the middle. Thank you. Anybody else? Tell you what I want you to do. I want everybody in the church to stand up right now. Would you do it? Hallelujah. I'm going to do it a little different today. Because I know in my heart you really want to be real just like I do. There may be some in here that already, and I know what it is to be self-righteous. When I quit smoking, everybody that smoked was going to hell. When I quit drinking, everybody that drinks is going to hell. When I quit what? When I quit doing things, then everybody's got to do that, or they're going to hell. That's not true. Because if Jesus don't free me, and if the power don't free me, I don't have a choice, because I was born corrupt. And only He can make us holy. So I want the church to pray this prayer with me. Just trust me, everybody in this room. I just want you to say these words out loud. Father God, I call on You today, because I know You love me so much. You sent Your Son into this world to die for me. Thank You, Jesus, for suffering like You suffered, because You were the only one that could pay the price that no one else could pay, because You are perfect. I know I'm not, but I want to be just like You. So I give You permission now, and I heed Your call now to come to You. I'm coming to You just like I am, and by faith, I declare now that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am now a new person. I am now full of strength, faith, hope, love. You are Lord of my life. Thank You. And Lord, welcome home. Now lift up your hands and just praise Him.